Hey everybody, happy Friday and welcome back to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. In this episode, Katie and I are both going to be here to talk about what we thought of our social media cleanse. So if you missed that episode, go back and listen to it because personally I thought it was really interesting. But Katie and I decided to get off social media completely for the Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. All right, Katie, so how did you do and what did you think and what did you learn?
Okay, I'll be honest. I could have done a lot better. I did well on Tuesday, but Wednesday I caved in. But I have good reasons, but this kind of goes why, if you listened in that episode, the pros and cons. So the one reason I did have to get on Facebook on Tuesday, the first day, is because for my work, we do run a Facebook support group that has sounds really stupid saying this out loud, but we have 600 members. And so when they submit posts, I have to go in and review them and, you know, answer any questions. So of course, anytime you log into Facebook, it's so hard. And this was a good realization. You know, it's so hard to just say, okay, I'm just going to log in for work because you've got all these little red notifications and naturally you want to click them. But I think I did pretty good. I cut back the amount of time. When I logged on, it was okay, I'm on this, I'm checking this, get off. And so that went really well. And then Wednesday I caved because I actually had to do a Facebook Live again for work. And that just turned into something, well, I'm going to share this on my page and, you know, da da da. But it kind of made me realize how easy it is to get sucked down that rabbit hole. So my biggest takeaways were I just need to be more conscious of my time that I spend. I've realized how easily, Tuesday, I realized how often I tend to just open Facebook. I grab my phone and I open it. And then I go back and forth and you don't even have a purpose. I'm just killing time and wasting time. But all those little seconds and minutes can really add up throughout your day. And you can be productive and get other things done if you don't check social media 1,000 times a day.
Yeah, that's so true, especially because we already have these habits in place. So it's so easy to just revert back and spend 10 minutes or more on Facebook because you opened it up. So for me, I deleted Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter off of my phone, and that made it so much easier for me. And I didn't get on for both days. Honestly, the hardest time was on Wednesday night because it was the day before Thanksgiving. So, you know, at night I was sitting on the couch with David and we were talking, and that's when I felt most compulsive about wanting to check and wanting, because I was relaxing. And I thought that was really interesting that was kind of my go-to time. I figured that I would most miss it during the day when I'm with Sammy by myself, but it wasn't really the case. But I realized that I could have gone a lot longer, and that really surprised me, because I mean, from back in that episode, you guys heard me say what's the point of this, and I don't really want to do it, because I thought that I would really dislike it, but it was actually a lot easier than I anticipated. And not that I have any intention of getting off for a long period of time, but I just know now I probably could go a whole week and I'd miss it, but it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah, for me, I think the biggest thing that I've taken away is really just limiting my time and with purpose. And for example, when I'm at work, it's very easy to procrastinate and just pull up social media. So I'm starting to put my phone on do not disturb. I know that sounds silly, but for me, the trigger is if I get a text message, I check it, and then I'm on my phone and I check Facebook or, you know, whatever social media channel. Snapchat is a huge one. That's such a time sucker that I go back and forth. I'm like, is this productive for my business? Am I really sharing tips and tricks, or am I just watching people's stories of their animals and sunsets, not adding value to my day? So biggest takeaways is I'm going to open it up with purpose, and putting up my phone on do not disturb, then I don't get those alerts. So when I go to open my phone, I have to, you know, ask myself, is this the best use of my time?
The little change that I'm going to make is I'm not going to be on social media before I get out of bed in the morning. You know how you do that? It's like you lay in bed for 10 minutes and check all your social medias. But so I'm not going to do it before I get out of bed in the morning. And then I'm not going to check anything after 9 o'clock at night, because that's usually the time that I'm like forcing myself to get ready for bed and stuff. So it's like having hours, I think, will help me not just not be on it all the time. Now, if you're interested in how much time that you're spending on your phone in general, download the app Moment, and it will tell you how many hours a day that you're spending on your phone, and maybe that will help you decide if you need to make any changes, if you need to go on a social media detox, or whatever. All right, well, let us know if you went on your own version of the social media cleanse and what you learned. We would love to know.
Talk to you next week. Bye.